believing in a higher power. Hello, all you beautiful souls out there in my social media family. How are you doing today? My name is Chris, and I'm here to help you find your happiness. In today's video, I want to be discussing believing in a higher power. So one of the things for me that inspired this video was talking to somebody who I just met earlier today while I was volunteering over at the food bank. And we started talking about, you know, the healing journeys that we've been going through and that spiritual awakening. And she was talking about how she was in a spot similar to where I was, where I had been, you know, hurt so much by everything that had gone on in the past that I was completely broken. I mean, I had lost all faith in myself, in relationships, in a higher power, you know, let alone believing that there was a higher power that had my best interests in mind. And it was so neat, you know, throughout the conversation to see that she had gone through the similar experience that I had gone through, is that once I had, you know, or let me go back a second. Once she had done the same thing I did, and that was just letting go of, you know, all of the, you know, past beliefs and past pain and all of the things that were holding her back, and just said, okay, for, you know, F it, right? If someone's something, you know, greater than myself put us here on this planet, so something greater than myself can obviously help me get past all of these things that are affecting me at this moment. And just like I did, she finally just said, okay, I've got nothing to lose at this moment right now. I might as well at least give it a shot. And what, again, what was so awesome about the conversation is to see that her experience was just the same as mine when we finally relinquished that, you know, that, I guess, you know, disbelief that a higher power can actually get you through the things that you're going through right now. And just like I did, she persevered through, you know, hitting that rock bottom, right? And everybody's rock bottom is different. So it doesn't matter whether your rock bottom is being completely homeless, addicted to drugs, living on the streets, or it's just a matter of, you know, losing everything or getting to a point where, you know, you just feel like you can't get any lower, okay? So your rock bottom, like I mentioned, is going to be different than other people's rock bottom. But if you're at that place where you feel that you cannot get any lower than where you are right now, I would highly recommend that being the place that you start relinquishing and believing in a higher power. Relinquish that grasp on needing to control everything and having to be in control of everything in order for your happiness. Once you do that and you start to just, you know, immerse yourself in it, because that's one of the things that I did, just like she did. Right. She was, you know, mentioning to me that she finally just said, OK, I'm going to immerse myself in all of this. I'm just going to turn over and I'm going to have faith. Right. And whatever your higher power is, whether it's God, whether it's the universe, whether it's source energy or infinite spirit, you know, regardless of what it is, you have to believe that there is something that brought us into this world. And if you're familiar with energy, energy can never be destroyed. It can only be transferred. So when you understand that we are energy, right? Everything on this planet is energy, right? The tree behind me, even this building next to me, it's all energy, okay? And what emotions are energy in motion. And when we start to realize that in order for us to come into this body, this physical being, we were an energy somewhere before this. And now we're having this privilege of experiencing life in whichever manner that we choose. So one of the things, like I did, is she chose to start to have faith again in not only herself, but in a higher power. So for her, like me, you know, like me, for her, it's also God, all right? And so whatever it is that you believe is a higher power, just start to turn over. Just ask him for the strength. Ask her for the strength. Ask it for the strength to help you pull yourself through these things. Now, one of the things that I want to mention is that part of having faith is believing that there is something greater than yourself that can help you through these things. And that was one of the hardest things for me, was to start having that belief again. Because I had gone through so much and I had gotten to a point where I literally lost everything that I had, you know, built up to that point in my life, it was very difficult for me to again, believing that there was a higher power that had my best interest in mind. And one of the things that really helped me is understanding that I have a choice to experience this life in everything that is going on, whether it's the ups or the downs. We can all choose to experience them however we want to. So again, you know, you might be at a point now where you, like me and like her, you don't believe in anything, right? Not even yourself. But one of the things that I really, really want to get, you know, drive home to you in this video is that you have to start believing in yourself first, all right? So if you can't really turn that strength over to a higher power yet, put it to you. Put it within you. Start to believe that you have the strength to get yourself through it. And I can, and I'm telling you, the reason that I wanted to share this story with you today about her and me is because both of us, right, finally made the choice to believe in ourselves and to believe that we can make it through and persevere through our lowest points in our life. So if she can do it, and if I can do it, so can you. All right, everybody, I hope that you found this video helpful. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. And please, share this video with somebody who you think might benefit from it, because we never know when the right words from the right person will hit somebody at the right time and help them find their happiness. All right, everybody, don't forget to join me. The link will be in the description below to my Vibe Tribe group page. That's very. I share exclusive content over there. You can always reach out to me over there as well if you want my help to get you, you know, starting to figure out where to start with your happiness or to help you with your manifestations if you're having issues with those. And other than that, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Until next time, I love you all. Sending you all much love. Namaste.